That'll be fun. And there'll be a Braves game on television to watch and to hopefully enjoy. It's up to them.
It's a must-win, dog.
It's up to them to make sure we enjoy it. But, yeah.
It's a must-win series, but a must-win series means all three of these things. They need to get all three of them, man. And you know, we're talking about it. They got the day off, and it's crazy because it's coming down to they got to beat the Mets. And the Mets got to hold off the Mets got to hold the Braves off, and the Braves got to go catch them, basically is what we're saying. And so now you're in a situation where when your best is needed, they need you. We need your best now. We need everybody to play their best game. I know the Kansas City Royal Series is still there, but they can't get to and worry about that one until they get this one.
Yeah.
Because if they don't take care of business here, that last series against Kansas City is just going to be that.
Oh, it
last series.
It quite literally can be over if you get swept by the Mets. You get swept by the Mets, you're five games out and you're out. Now, the interesting I don't know. I'm focused on the Mets. I want them to beat the Mets. That's what matters. Also, you hate the Mets. No one really has many feelings about the Arizona Diamondbacks. But they're only a game and a half behind the Arizona Diamondbacks. And if that's what it takes to sneak into the playoffs,
I'll take it.
Yep. Whatever it is. Like, I want the Braves to get into the playoffs, period. Whether it's because they catch the Diamondbacks or they take care of business. Now, they have to take care of business against the Mets in order for that to be possible anyway. But you're playing the Mets. You have the Mets for three. Nobody thought this was going to be the scenario in the season. You have the Mets tonight on the day after the Phillies clinched the division last night. So your streak of division wins is over. That is what it is. That was coming for a while now. In fact, it's surprising to me that the Phillies haven't wrapped it up yet because it seems like they've been the best team in the division for a long time.
They've been pulled jabbing around.
That's more credit. Yeah, they have. And it's a credit to the Mets for how well they've played and the fact they took three out of four of them over the weekend and all that. But, yeah, man, you know, as bad as things have been this season, and they've been bad.
Yes.
Like, this season has sucked, flat out. Like, there's no other way to put it. It's frustrating. Like, most
it's been a damn disaster.
It's been a disaster. Everybody's been injured. Like, they haven't played well. The offense isn't any good. The pitching has been incredible, which is why you're here in the first place, which you got to have again. Schwellenbach's got to be great tonight.
Let's go, Schwelly.
That's a lot to ask of a rookie, but he's been really good, and that's why he's a part of it. Chris Sale tomorrow, who's going to win the NL Cy Young, and Max Fried in the final game on Thursday. But it starts with Spencer Schwellenbach tonight. He's got to be great.
He has to be great tonight. He's got to be great, and they got to be great around him. I mean, it's all for naught if he pitches his ass off, you only score
one. Yeah, don't
run.
Lose 1-0.
You know what I mean? They've got to do this thing, and it's been – I mean, you saw – of course, you've seen glimpses of this team all year long playing good baseball. They got to play great baseball. The guys who were the backups filling in for whatever, they got to play at least good. Soler, have your best fielding day of your life. Your best fielding series of your life.
I just like play it conservative, you know?
Yeah,
just play it conservative.
It's okay.
Don't try to do too much.
It's okay if it's a single. Don't turn it into a damn triple.
Even a double's okay.
You know what I mean?
Let a double be a double. Yeah. Don't turn it into a triple.
Yeah, man.
Don't hurt yourself out there.
Yeah, this is, like the Braves have been in postseason mode for a while, trying to get to the postseason.
Yeah, that's
true. All these games are must wins, and every time you trick off a game to the damn Marlins, it feels just so much disaster than it usually is. But that's the case every year. And eventually you start going back, and I hear, you know, there are still games that you think about, well, what if you would have won this game?
Oh.
You know, what if you would have won this series?
What if you wouldn't have lost the season series to the Reds? What if you wouldn't have lost the season series to the Nationals? What if you would have showed up for that makeup game against the White Sox, who are going to lose 100,000 games this year?
But
here's the thing about it, though. Part of it is like they didn't show up for those games, and part of it is, you know, they whatever. But also, part of it is they're not that good.
Even as this roster,
that's why they lost a lot of those
games. If this roster is constructed the way it is or was then, they still should have beat them teams. Those teams are awful than a reconstructed Braves team.
Yes, definitely.
Man.
Definitely. But in 162, you lose bad games. And when you're not a good team, you lose bad games.
That's the part that sucks. When they say you 60 losses, 60 wins, and somewhere in the middle is the side, which you're something like that.
And you know how many in the middle they've had? 25.
Yeah,
they have 85 wins.
It's not very good. It's just been a situation where it's
they got to go 5-1 in the final six to get to 90.
It's just a frustrating
thing. This is a team that was supposed to win. They won 105 last year.
Yeah.
They're 20 games off that pace, and we know why.
Yes.
Ronald Acuña went 40-70 last year. Matt Olson, and part of it is I don't know, excusable. Like, the Ronald Acuña part is excusable. He's hurt. There's nothing you can do about it.
Right.
Like, some of these guys have, like, Strider being out, there's nothing you could do about. Like, certain injuries, there's nothing you could do. Matt Olson just hadn't been great for the majority. He's been better lately.
Mm-hmm.
Been better lately. Austin Riley missing the last month and a half. There's nothing you can do about that.
Right.
Like, certain parts of it you can wrap your mind around, and it's not as infuriating as it would. Like, if someone had told me that you'd be in this position with 85 wins, desperately needing to beat the Mets, second to last series of the year, to get there, I'd be like, dang.
Yeah, man.
But then you get all the context, and it's like, okay, I understand that. Which is, again, why I hope they do it. I hope they take care of the Mets in this three-game series. I hope that they do what they need to do against the Royals, get into the playoffs, and who knows. But if they don't, like, I'm not furious about because of the way the season went.
A lot of times, I don't say giving up on the season. I think the reality started setting in a lot
more. Yeah, it's
more.
Just being honest.
It's just what it is, man. And I think the one thing that a lot, you know, you would hear people maybe hanging their hat on, well, they won the World Series without Ronald before.
True.
You know, and that was just, you know, very rarely do you win big things without your best player.
And they only won 88 games that year.
That is true.
They're going to have to win more than 88 games this year to get into the playoffs.
And so you're in this must win, and you talked about the young kid, Schwelly. He's on the mound tonight. He's been really good, but you got to help him out. Obviously, Chris Sale, he's been, like you said, he's going to win the NL Cy Young. He's been great all year. If they can get those two, I need to see Max.
Yeah.
I need to see Freed, but I can't get there yet. All right, it's Schwelly tonight. They take on, Severino.
Luis Severino, he's good.
He's a good pitcher.
Yeah, he's a good pitcher.
He's a very good pitcher.
You got David Peterson tomorrow, and you got Sean Manaea on Thursday. Those are all good pitchers. The Mets are good. Like, that were pretty good. Because if we're going to say the Braves are here because they're not that good, we can't say the Mets are all that good and they're almost the exact same place,
yes.
Right? Like, the Mets are okay.
But they got good right
They've
the right
been
time.
Better lately.
Exactly.
There's no doubt. The Mets have had a very good couple of months.
They got better at the right time.
Now, their best guy is not playing.
Yes, I saw that.
Francisco Lindor hadn't played since September 15th.
Yes.
And
what is going on with him?
He's got a back injury. He's hopeful to be back before the end of the season.
Okay.
There's only six games left, so the end of the season, okay. Probably not playing tonight.
He's playing his ass.
Oh, yeah. I mean, he's the only guy in the National League that I don't even know what this means, but the only guy that's in the conversation for NL MVP. There's only one NL MVP.
Hold on.
Okay.
What conversation is that? Yeah. That conversation been shut down.
I don't even know what people mean when they say in the conversation,
because
there's one guy that's going to win the MVP of the National League who went 50-50. And then there's other guys that will get votes because they have to. But it's not in the conversation.
What do you mean they have to?
Well, everybody, they got to vote for multiple guys. You vote first place, second place, third place when you're a voter. So Lindor will get votes.
Who's going to be the guy that gives away a first place vote?
Probably somebody.
Yeah.
Some dork who covers the Mets.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So, but again, like, just because you get them because you have to, because they have to vote for multiple guys, doesn't mean you're in the conversation.
I understand that part.
Shohei Ohtani's the MVP of the National League.
He's the MVP of baseball.
To me, he is.
And then Aaron Judge, of course, because that guy, he's just sick. But I mean, this dude, conversation. Conversation is hello, bye.
I guess you and I are talking about it right now.
There
so it's, in, but like, that's also like, you can say anything and then it's in the conversation.
Hello, bye.
You know what I mean?
I mean, that's the conversation.
You
right
can make any, you can add anything to the conversation
for
if you want
MVP.
To.
Hello, bye. I mean, that's
nice
the,
to not have Lindor in the lineup tonight, though.
Yeah.
And hopefully for the entire season. Now, that's not, we don't know for sure because he's not on the IL or anything like that. But
you can wake up with that bike feeling good today.
You never know. You never know. And again, he did say he was going to try to get in there before the season ended. Obviously, he'll try to be back in the playoffs as well. But yeah, hopefully he doesn't. I hope he doesn't play.
Expenses required.
I don't want to see him.
All Matt Olson and Ozzie and Michael Harris and the guys who are staples with this team, they got to play great. And then the other guys got to come along and not screw it up, basically what we're saying right now. And it's going to be crucial because this is win or go home, in my opinion, this series right here. It's win or go home. I don't know all the other numbers. And if this goes down this way, if this goes this way, all I know is that you have to win all three of these games.
Probably.
All three.
Probably.
Yeah.
If you don't and you win two out of three, then you are tied for the wild card, but you have the season tiebreaker against the Mets. So if you win two out of three, then you have the tiebreaker, which then makes it a little bit easier as long as you take care of business in that Royals series to still get in.
Yeah.
Like, there's multiple paths to getting into the playoffs.
Yeah, I understand that, but I need them to win these three.
Well, yeah, of course. And,
yes.
And like, there's no reason to worry about that until you have to worry about that. If you sweep the Mets, then you have the lead on them for the wild card.
Correct.
And then you control your own destiny. That's the nice part about it, is given everything that's happened up until this point, you still control your own destiny because you have three against one of the teams that you're chasing.